Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, powered by the SID Media. Well, Pastor, as we conclude this conversation about prayer, and of course, we want to focus particularly on intercessory prayer. What it is, why is it such an important practice in the Christian faith, etc., etc. So by the end of this conversation, we would have covered these particular areas. So please help us understand the importance of intercessory prayers.
Thank you so much. You know, this question reminds me of the song we sang as we grew up, the song that says, "You pray for me and I pray for you."
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I remember that.
I love that song. As Christians, I've come to appreciate that, you know, we are alive. God is blessing us probably because of other people's prayers. You know, there are people who don't sleep because of us. There are people who spend a lot of time on our names as they pray to God. Not that they're asking for any misery or on us, but they are praying for us and they're genuinely praying for us. So I have learned that it is important to pray for each other. It is important also to pray for others. In fact, intercessory prayer holds an immense power and significance in the life of believers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, through intercession, individuals take on the role of, should I say, a mediator, between God and others.
Mm.
You know, lifting up their needs, their concerns, and their desires before the Lord.
Yeah.
So intercessory prayer demonstrates love, compassion, and selflessness as believers seek God's intervention and blessings for others.
Mm.
In fact, you know, there is power. There is power in intercession. There is power in interceding for others.
Yeah.
You know, the power of intercession lies in its ability to access the divine, the divine God's active involvement in the lives of those being prayed for.
Yeah,
genuinely, I believe I'm here because of someone else's prayers.
Mm.
I'll tell you just a short testimony.
Right.
There's a man who got married in 2008, and I was one of the people who were helping in the wedding. And this other day, we go and see him. He says to us, you came at the right time. I said, what? He said, you and your twin sister, I have a twin sister, by the way.
Yeah.
He says, you and your twin sister, this is your week, and I'm just praying for you. I'm just praying for you the whole week. And I'm like, so there's someone in this world who puts a week aside for me.
Mm.
And probably, you know, sometimes God protects us in places where we have never even asked for his protection.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe it is because of other people who pray on our behalf.
Mm. Yeah, powerful, powerful stuff. Now, when I think intercessory prayer, a question comes to mind. Is it more powerful than the prayer for one's own self?
Okay, nice. I love this question. I've been a lot of, should I say, debates about this thing. But I can simply say every prayer that comes from a genuine heart is important.
Yeah.
That's the answer I can give. On the other hand, I can say, you know, in as much as every prayer is important, I would say still interceding for others is also important.
I mean,
there are people who can pray for themselves. There are people who don't even know the God that we are worshiping. In fact, just look at your family. It's not everyone who understands your faith. It's not everyone who knows how to pray. So sometimes you pray for these people. I love the way Jesus says, he tells the disciples, I have prayed for you because the devil has asked for you. So it's so important to pray for others. I don't believe that there is a prayer that is more powerful than the other as long as it comes from a righteous man.
Mm,
I believe every prayer is equally important. In fact, I would advise people to pray for themselves as they also pray for others.
Yeah, very important that we pray for other people as they pray for themselves. Now, tell me, Pastor, how does intercessory prayer work? Do I ask you and say, Pastor, please, man, I really need your prayers? Or Pastor will just have it in his heart to just pray for me? How exactly does it work?
okay, maybe let me talk to the individuals now who are prayers, who are prayer warriors, should I say, or who pray. First of all, just find yourself praying for someone. If you are praying, just don't be selfish. I mean, I'm reminded of this other day when we were in an interview. We were many, we were in a queue, and we're all praying for the same position. So as we were praying, I felt so selfish. Like you are praying for this thing and you know that these other guys also want the same thing. It becomes so difficult to pray for yourself. So I remember I would say to God, you know what, Lord, you know I need this job, but if there is someone who needs it better than me, please give them. But please, when you give them the job, give me another one also. that was the prayer. I was trying to be, you know, sometimes when you pray, you feel like you're becoming selfish. Right? But what I can say is, as you pray, just find yourself praying for someone else. Even if you need that car, pray also for your neighbor to get that car. Probably you might not get the car, but when he gets the car will help you also as a neighbor. Number one. Number two, you know, sometimes we face, you know, challenges in life that we even ourselves fail to handle on our own. It's okay to just go and I don't believe in praying for people as in you come and say, please pray for me. I believe in praying with you. If you feel like the burden is too heavy for you, come, let us pray together. Let us share the burden. Then let us lift it up to the Lord together. I don't believe in praying for anyone, but I believe in praying with you if you can pray for yourself at that moment. So it's important. If you feel like you can't handle this alone, look for a prayer partner. I advise a lot of people to look for prayer partners. Just find someone to share your burdens with that you're able to share and lift the prayers together. It also helps just to share your struggles and your troubles before you even talk about praying. Just sharing that something is wrong. Probably you're praying for someone or something that can be given to you without even praying. For example, you want salt. You want salt in your house. You don't have salt. And you can kneel down and pray. Sometimes just go to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't have salt. Things are tough. Maybe your neighbor, as they pray, they will pray as they hand salt to your hands.
Yeah,
that's what I believe.
Now, would exactly, you know, from that example and many other examples, there are chances that, you know, I've got these problems that I really don't feel comfortable sharing that with anybody. I just need prayer. Is it possible that I just say, no, I can't tell you pray about what, but I just need prayer. Because others would, if I say, please pray for me, another person can ask and say, oh, okay, what should I say to God about you? And I would say, no, man, it's something personal, but just pray for. So I don't know if I should be in a position to always share what I need to be prayed for, or I can allow people to pray for me without them knowing the sensitive issues that I'm praying about.
Definitely. You know, this question is quite personal to me. I'm one person who doesn't really share my things in detail.
Right.
I believe, for example, if something is messing up my head and I just feel so down and I know I can say this. You know, sometimes as you open up, don't expose yourself too much. You might end up being vulnerable. You know, instead of them praying for you, they end up praying on you. We are human beings, we are sinners, so sometimes you look for a sinner to pray for you, instead they end up praying on you. So sometimes just know the type of problems that you can share. There's some things that are so sensitive that when you just find yourself talking about, you might end up hurting someone else.
You might end up
exposing some secrets that are not supposed to be exposed. But it's okay. Just go and seek for help. You know what? I have a burden, my dear friend. This burden is in my heart. I can share it, but it's a burden. Just help me lift it up to God.
And so if the person then asks, no, man, what is it? I need to tell God exactly what you're going through. But should I just walk away and get someone else?
Definitely, you have to walk away if the person insists on knowing what you want God to know. After all, I've always told people, my friends, that you know what? When you go to a pastor or someone and you want them to pray for you, they're not the people responsible for the answer.
Oh, yeah.
They are not responsible for the answer. So possibly if you can just give them, just tell them to pray for you. You know, sometimes find out of curiosity, we want to know what you want me to pray for. But sometimes it takes maturity for you to understand that this person can't tell you this, or you just need to pray for them. They just, in fact, the fact that they're struggling to tell you means that it's something so big.
So
respect that. And just pray for them. In fact, the fact that they can say it means something so big. So just pray for them that, Lord, help this person. They are struggling. If they can't tell me about this thing, it means something big. So help this person. Help them out, Lord.
Yeah, wonderful and actually very sound advice there. Pastor, we have talked about prayer literally from Monday, and we've gone into detail and we've looked at different angles about prayer. Perhaps we left out something that you really wanted to emphasize and impress upon, or you want to emphasize on any of the points that we have made. Please take us through that.
Okay, this is what I want to press on to everyone who's listening. As we pray, let us allow God to be God. You know, sometimes we pray, as we pray, we are sort of like prescribing, or we are directing God. Instead, let us use prayer as a way to have deeper relationships than God, than a ATM type of religion where we just go to withdraw and leave. Prayer should be should give us a relationship with God. We should allow God to be God. I love that quotation. I've said it, I think it's the fourth time now, that God is too good to withhold anything that is good to people who are righteous.
True.
He is too good to err. Whatever God does for you, He knows. And by the way, I can say this with firmness. Relax, Christians. Just bring your worries and everything to God and relax. He is under control. You know, sometimes you just get so worried when you have a God who knows literally everything, every second from the beginning to the end. He knows everything. Let's just trust in our Master. Just tell Him. And when you tell Him, you live a stress-free life. I repeat, people who trust in God, people who pray to God, they live a stress-free life. It's like a child who is at school, and at school they just chase the child away. They say, go ask for school fees from your father. Definitely the child will sleep, will have a peaceful night, but the father will be up the whole night figuring out how to pay. That's how we should be with God. He is our Father. He owns everything. Let's go pray, and when we pray, let's relax and allow God to be God.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us. Well, to close off this week and to close off the conversation, this week we've been talking about prayer, and of course we're within the 10 days of prayer. I'd really like us to finish off with the prayer, if you may.
Thank you so much. Let us pray.
There are people of God who are going through many challenges. We receive a lot of prayer requests here on the Adventist World Radio. And, you know, some other people are going through family troubles, financial troubles. People are looking for jobs. A host of prayers we get here, and we ask pastors to pray. So I think as you've taught us about prayer, let us now get into it and seek God in prayer.
Thank you. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, thank you so much, Lord, for being a God who hears and answers our prayers according to your will. Thank you, Lord, for we are sinners, bought, bred, and shepherded in sin. But Lord, you listen to us in the name of Jesus. We come boldly to the throne of grace without any fear, for we know that in the name of Jesus you're going to hear us. Lord, we have people who are sick. May you please, Lord, do your will, touch them with your healing hand, and prove to the world that doesn't know you that we serve a living God. Lord, may you please give us all the daily prayer that we need. Give us all that we need, Lord, according to your riches and glory in heaven. May you please bless us with people right in this platform listening, and some are not even listening, but Lord, they are worried. Some of them, their lives are upside down. Some of them are sick. Things are just messed up in their life. But I'm praying, Lord, that you bring shape to your children, because you told us that if we ask anything in your name, you will do it. And we pray, Lord, that you lead us. We pray, Lord, that you keep us safe from harm and danger. One thing that we pray and one thing that I ask is that when you come, we see your face, Lord. We be saved from this world of sin. We be saved from this sinfulness as we go to heaven and enjoy life with you. Keep us safe. Keep us, Lord. Teach us to pray. And when you teach us to pray, teach us to wait upon the Lord. And we know that when we wait upon you, you will renew our strength. And you will tell us what is right. You will keep us. Lord, please bless us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, it has been a wonderful time spent talking to you about prayer. We really, really are thankful and grateful that you set aside time, a very important subject in the life of every Christian. And I also am glad that you, managed to come through, even though you caught some flu and are even getting better in the process. Indeed, I pray that the Lord blesses you and blesses your ministry and also blesses your family. Indeed.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And may God bless you too.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Blessings.
Thank you.
Right, there you have it. That is none other than Pastor Godswill Gumpo, who has spoken to us about prayer. Literally, since Monday we started these conversations with him. It is now a Friday. This is a preparation day, preparing for the day of rest. The Shabbat is upon us. And of course, we are going to be spending a lot of time praying, because we're also finishing the 10 days of prayer. What an important topic. What an excellent presentation. Oh man, I think that if you have been blessed like me, please shout out to the pastor and let's pray for him that he receives many much more blessings. It is now 7 minutes before the hour, 4 o'clock. You are listening to the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media.
Part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.